What is going on, everybody? It is time for the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel and Flip. And today's episode is going to be serving up one of the most crucial areas to anybody's fantasy team. It's the backup goaltenders across the NHL, the ones you need to be looking at from a fantasy perspective. Top five countdown on Thursday's episode. Let's get right into it. Thanks for being here.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Party people, hockey heads, and fantasy fanatics alike, welcome back inside the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast Lab. That is Steel and Flip, the Thursday edition, and I'm usually fired up for this show, everybody, but I'm extra fired up today because, honestly, this is one of the areas that can make or break most good fantasy teams, is your ability to find some value in the backup goaltenders across the NHL. The guys that not taking the 70% share steal, maybe 30, 35 games if you're lucky, but they can be the difference. You and I both know that. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. We appreciate that love. And there's going to be a lot of talk today, Steel, so I'm keeping this preamble short. It is a top five countdown of the best backup goalie options in the NHL today. They bring some fantasy value. They bring value to their team, and they're hopefully going to help put some money in your pocket.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into this conversation, top five backup goaltenders in the league. And I'll just kick us off right now with my fifth option for a backup goaltender. And I'm going to go to the Detroit Red Wings, Alex Nedeljkovic. I saw greatness when he was playing with the Carolina Hurricanes. He's 26 years old. He's only been in the league for two seasons, but I saw greatness when he was playing with the Hurricanes, 15-5-3. Very flexible, great movement going side to side in the crease. And then, you know, at times there were flashes of greatness with the Detroit Red Wings. And you and I both know this. They were not a great team last year. We know that they were heading in the right direction. But defensively, they were just not great. He wasn't great either. He let in a bunch of soft goals. But I think he can bounce back. And I think really, I don't think they have a true number one goalie right now. I think they have the viable options with Ville Husso and Nedeljkovic. I think, you know, they can pretty much go 50-50 if they want to. Ville Husso himself, he's only been in the league for two seasons as well. He's 27 years old.
Yes.
They're both in their prime right now. I think Detroit has some great options in the crease with both those guys, but Alex Nedeljkovic is going to be a guy who's going to get a lot of playing time because, again, both those guys have been in the league for only 2 years now, and they still have a lot to prove. And obviously with Ville Husso's playoff experience now and the way he just handled that for the St. Louis Blues, he's probably going to be the number one option to start, but Nedeljkovic can give him a run for the crease.
I think he will, and I think really what I looked at for my top five list is who is going to have most opportunity. Because you know, Steele, when it comes to fantasy options, you're going to have to take some goalies on some not-so-great teams. That's just the nature of the beast, especially in dynasty formats. Deeper leagues, more teams in the leagues, more GMs fighting for those guys in the blue paint. You're going to have to take some guys on some teams that are going to be on the bubble. The Detroit Red Wings are one. But my list, Steele, and I'm glad you highlighted both of these goalies in Detroit, is that they're going to split. Most likely, they're going to let a guy take the lead. But for the most part, we know that this Detroit season is going to be up and down. So I could see a very close to a 50-50 split. So yeah. To me, all the guys that I'm trying to highlight, for the most part, I think are going to get a really good look at playing at least 30 or 35 games. So I think that's something that's important to note for fantasy GMs out there. My list is a little bit all over the place. And let's dive into it with my fifth choice. And I was a little bit apprehensive about taking this goaltender because of what I think this team is going to do in the Boston Bruins. But Linus Ullmark proved that he can be an option behind Jeremy Swayman. And we know Jeremy Swayman has one good year under his belt, but I would say he played better net last year in net and makes him the number one heading into the season. That's why I'm talking about Linus Ullmark in this situation. In 41 games last year, Steele, 26-10-2. With a 2.45 goals against and almost a .920 save percentage. Those are very, very good numbers from a backup goaltender. And if Swayman stutters at all, Ullmark is going to take more time in the cage, but I'm worried about that Boston defense giving up a lot of shots on net. That's why I'm concerned here with this selection.
Yeah, that's a very interesting pick after you just said the Boston Bruins are going to miss the playoffs as well. But I'm here for it. Linus Allmark did play really great last year, you know, obviously with the Buffalo Sabres a couple of seasons ago. It just, whenever you're with one of those teams, it doesn't really help your stats. But he did elevate his game with the Boston Bruins last year. And I'm actually going to talk about a former Boston Bruin later in my top five ranking. But right now, I'm going to another Atlantic Division team.
Thank you.
And that's Spencer Knight, 21 years old. Obviously the Florida Panthers have high expectations for this guy. He was 19-9-3 last season with a 908 save percentage. So I think he could have been a little bit better. The record is great, but you know, for the save percentage and the goals against average, I think it could have been a little bit better. He did let some soft goals in, but obviously with Sergei Bobrovsky being 33 years old, coming off a fantastic regular season last year, 39-7-3, it's still his crease.
Yes.
But it seems like the Florida Panther organization doesn't really trust him right now. It seems more and more rumors are coming out that they're trying to get rid of his contract. They might even retain 50% of it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like they fully trust him in the crease, and they're looking for any excuse to put Spencer Knight and get him to be their starting number one goalie for the Florida Panthers. So I like Spencer Knight. He's young. He's 21 years old. Yeah. A lot to prove. They have high expectations for this guy. The record speaks for itself. And this is a guy who you can, you know, as the years go on, but especially this upcoming season, he's going to get more and more playing time.
Spencer Knight is a very, very intriguing prospect, Steele. And as a first round goaltending pick, you know, eyes have been on this player since he was selected. Whenever a goaltender goes that high, expectations go as high as the draft pick. So the fact that he's also lived up to the hype, he's American born, very, very interesting player. And he is on my list at number three. I'll give that away. He was my number three selection because at the top, I actually have a tie. I have a 1A and 1B situation. I'm teasing it up. But I think the interesting thing here with Spencer Knight, to continue on this topic very quickly, is what you mentioned about Bobrovsky. Good numbers last year, but he's getting up there in age. And I don't know if you remember, we talked a while back. We did a who would you rather between, I think, Bobrovsky and, anyway, another goaltender. It could have even been Kemper at the time because
I think it was John Gibson, if I remember correctly.
It was somebody, but we mentioned the track record on Bobrovsky. Just all the games played is something that you can't ignore because he has been around. Spencer Knight is right there on the doorstep. He's a player that you got to have your eyes on because also Bobrovsky's had a solid track record across his career for injuries, but now getting up there, the style he plays in that butterfly style, he can have those knees, those groins go on him in his mid-30s. Spencer Knight's number three on my list, but I'll hit you with number four on my list, Steele, and I'll totally avoid my Spencer Knight talk because I just gave away all my talking points there. But I'm looking at a guy in Ilya Samsonov at number four for a huge opportunity next season. I'm not talking about what I think exactly from his skills. Does he slot in here among the most talented backups? No, he does not. But what he has in Toronto is a massive advantageous situation because we know at some point Matt Murray is going on the shelf with a major injury of some kind. And I don't mean season ending, but he is on a good team. This is a guy that I'm telling you, I'm not saying go out there and draft him, not like that. But he should be right there on your radar. He is going to have, in my opinion, and in a couple other good things that I've read out there, you got to look at these two in very similar lights, given the track record with Matt Murray's injuries. So if Ilya Samsonov's getting thrown out there for 40 or 45 games behind a good Toronto Maple Leafs team, he becomes a valuable asset in deeper formats. And I just had to throw that love out there. And I know it's a bolder take.
No, I don't think it's that bold of a take because he was actually a name in my honorable mentions alongside Jonas Korpisalo and Scott Wedgwood. So those are the guys that I had on my honorable mentions list.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's an advantageous spot for Ilya Samsonov because you're coming to a situation where, again, Matt Murray's the starting goaltender. We clearly know that. But the injuries that he's dealt with, trying to get back to that state that he was playing at when he was with the Pittsburgh Penguins is going to be a long road for Matt Murray, but he said it that he's going to do whatever it takes to win over the Leafs fans. So we'll see what happens this year. I like Ilya Samsonov as a backup option. And let's continue rolling over here.
I appreciate the love. I know it's a bolder take. I got to get in that angle, though, Steele, because I'm just looking at these situations, and you know what it's like to lose a goalie at a critical point in time and not be able to replace him with someone who's playing regular minutes. At some point in this season, Ilya Samsonov is going to play regular time. I just have that feeling. I also have a feeling we're going to be making a lot of bets at betonline.net. The fastest and easiest way for you to check on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports, events. It is your number one source for odds, lines, and also games. Find reviews and news on every single league from Major League Baseball to the NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So again, if you want to see the beautiful faces of Flip Livingstone and Steele Roden, make sure you hit the subscribe and the follow button. Flip and I appreciate it so much, and thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And Flip, if you don't mind, I'll kick us off because we all know who your number three option is for backup goaltender.
I had to get in there, and I don't mean to kind of get ahead of us.
No. That's of course.
Spencer Knight, I think you were saying the same thing as me, and we were similar. So we're just popping off here, but I am intrigued to hear what else you have left on your list, especially after I went off the rails a little bit with Samsonov. But hit us in the comments and let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what your response and what your reaction is to my number three guy. And that's I'm actually heading out west to a team that just lost two players that you and I have really talked about over the last couple of weeks. And that's the Calgary Flames backup goaltender Daniel Vladar, 24 years old, 13-6-2. You know, he hasn't had a ton of playing time. He's only played two seasons, I believe, in the NHL now. But 24 years old, he's just getting into his prime. He's a young goaltender. I really like the style of play he has. And I think Calgary is going to rely on Vladar more and more for the near future. I'm not saying this upcoming season. I think he is going to get more games this season, but
interesting.
I think they're going to rely on this guy a lot more. I really do like his game style. It's obviously still Markstrom's crease, but he played 63 games last year and he's turning 33 years old. Very, very soon.
Okay. So as
he's getting up there in age, I think Vladar has shown that he can be that kind of guy for the Calgary Flames. So he only played 21 games last year. I think he can easily get up to 30 or 35 games this upcoming season. And Calgary can kind of tone back Markstrom's minutes because they are going to rely on him heavily for the playoffs. I still think the Calgary Flames are a playoff team, but need to dial back his minutes at least a little bit. He cannot be playing 63 games at 33 years old.
Daryl Sutter's system also is a defensive, tight checking, very responsibly defensive group. So both goaltenders in Calgary are going to have the benefit of playing behind a very good blue line group in Calgary. So I can see where you're going with this a little bit. I would be concerned with, I hear you though, with the goaltender at that age, he should probably be playing less games just because they're going to need him so much if they make a postseason run. I get that angle. I would be concerned a little bit with the lack of track record with the backup goaltender in Vladar, but I like that you're getting a little spicy with this deal because I can already feel some Edmonton Oilers hate, especially because, and this is a guy that was on my honorable mention, we're not going to include Stuart Skinner in this conversation. And a guy who had great numbers in the AHL, good numbers in his minor league career, and has looked pretty good out west for Edmonton. Not making the list. You mentioned your honorable mentions. He was one of mine. That seems fitting since we're talking about Calgary and the province of Alberta. But I'm here for this a little bit. I don't know if I put him this high. I'm not going to fully come out and chirp you. But watch now what happens if Markstrom goes down with injury, though. I don't know if Vladar is the guy to get it done, but we will see. And I'm with you on his playing style. There's something to like about his composure in the cage. Speaking of which, I am going to hit you with my third pick. We talked about it, Spencer Knight. That is a player, though, that turns the page for me. Fantasy value abound over his future career. That's someone, again, you need to keep your eye on. But let's not talk about that because we already talked about it. Why don't you hit me with your number two? Is that where we're at on this list?
It will be number two. And I feel like I feel like you have to have this guy on your list because you've talked about him a lot. And that's Alexander Georgiev. He has to be on your list. Is he on your list?
Good, sir. This episode might run really short because I'm just going to cop out and just tell you both. I have 1A and 1B as my final two picks. I don't have a two and one.
He must be on.
I can explain it in thorough, but he's on that. He's there.
Okay, so he's my number two guy, Alexander Georgiev. You and I have talked about him a lot recently since being traded to the Colorado Avalanche. I think when he was with the New York Rangers, he just wasn't put into a situation to really succeed. He was in the shadow of Igor Shesterkin, both young goaltenders up and coming, and Shesterkin just outshined him. So that was what happened with the New York Rangers. But I really like him being on the Colorado Avalanche heading into the season. He's always had a winning record in the NHL. He's coming into a fantastic scenario, again, playing for the Stanley Cup champion, Colorado Avalanche. And you and I talked about this. He can battle it out head-to-head with Pavel Francouz for the starting goaltender for the Colorado Avalanche. Pavel Francouz, he's 33. He's up there in age. I think he's 32 or 33.
Francouz is 32 years old.
So he's 32 years old. Yep. Alexander Georgiev, I believe he's 24. He's a young goaltender right now.
Turned 26 this year, Georgiev, but still
by
young.
By mistake. Yeah, 26 years old, in his prime right now.
Yep.
Both goaltenders, I think, can really battle it out for the starting goaltender. So he might not even be a backup by the, 2 months or 3 months into the season. Who knows who will be the starting goaltender for the Avalanche, but Alexander Georgiev is my number two option for a backup goaltender.
Listen, Steele, everything that you're talking about makes it warm inside for me because I've talked a lot about Alexander Georgiev, but I feel like we've actually talked a ton about the Colorado Avalanche in general just because of the run that they went on.
Yeah.
So it seems like we're back to a topic that has been spoken a lot about, but all that needs to be mentioned very quickly, and I want to throw it back to you because let's go to break and I'll explain my top two picks. But all that needs to be mentioned here is it's the Colorado Avalanche. And this team is returning almost every single piece that's important, except for maybe Nazem Kadri. And I think they have enough offensive punch to make up for his 90 or so points this year that will be missed. He's not coming back to Colorado. I think that's clear. The book's not closed, but I think it's pretty clear he's going to go probably to an Eastern Conference contender. But I am going to explain why I chose the way I chose things right after the break. Why don't you take us there, Steele?
Yeah, first, we got to thank everyone for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Again, make sure you hit the subscribe and the follow button. We are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So thank you so much for subscribing and following the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast and tuning in for today's episode with Flip Livingstone and myself, Steele Roden. And Flip, I'll throw it right back over to you because you got 1A, 1B options for backup goaltenders, and just kick us off right now.
I had to cop out a little bit just because of the situation in Colorado. And you mentioned it. And I have Georgiev as my 1A option for a quote-unquote backup goalie because he enters this season right there with Pavel Francouz as whoever becomes the backup in Colorado, in my opinion, becomes the number one backup target. And right now, they're both going to battle it out. So I have Alexander Georgiev as my number 1A option for a backup, and 1B is Pavel Francouz. They are going to battle it out. Maybe one guy steps ahead, but both goaltenders are going to get you wins. They're probably going to steal a shutout or two just because of how good Colorado is. These two goalies are goalies you absolutely have to keep your eye on from the fantasy side of things moving into draft season. Just because of how good the Colorado Avalanche are, Steele, they win a lot. They don't lose a lot. I don't know what else needs to be said about that. I know I have a feeling now that you've run all these names off where you're going with your number one, but I think we can both agree when a team is this good, if you're not even loving the goalies they have in the cage, you take them anyway because they're just along for the ride.
Yeah, especially with that defensive core, the offensive core they have in front of them, they're pretty much set and sound to play for the Colorado Avalanche. So it's a great opportunity for both Francouz and Georgiev to battle out. Even if one of them is the backup, the clear backup, they're still going to get a lot of playing minutes, I believe. I think this actually my number one guy that I have on my back for my top five backup option here for a goaltender. This probably could have been in the bold predictions as well, a bold takes in a couple episodes ago. but I'm going with the Carolina Hurricanes, Antti Raanta. Absolutely love this guy. And you know, obviously, you know, you and I have talked about some of the injuries he's dealt with over the last couple of seasons. But I like this guy a lot. I think he played absolutely fantastic in the playoffs, stepping in for Frederik Andersen, who went down to injury. 15-5-4 last season. So he only played 24 games last season for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
But again, this is something that I was trying to explain with the Calgary Flames and Jakob Markstrom. You have Antti Raanta, who's 33 years old, and Frederik Andersen, who's 32 years old. And obviously, Andersen is going to be the starting number one guy. He's going to play majority of the games. He's going to play 60% of them. Maybe even 65, 70%, but I don't think they should get that high because of the injuries both these guys have dealt with.
Yeah.
Frederik Andersen, he played 52 games last year, outstanding record, 35-14-3 for a .922 save percentage. Absolutely an absolute stud for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah,
but the
way
that Antti Raanta stepped in to come in pretty much, you know, cold into the playoffs after not really playing a lot last season in the regular season.
It was a good story to see, yeah.
And he stepped up in a big way. I think he deserves to play more games next season. And in return, again, that helps Frederik Andersen to reserve some of his energy, bring down his minutes so he's healthy going into the playoffs, and you can rely on him in the playoffs.
Hey, these are angles that if happened, they do make your, you know, your ranking make a lot of sense. I think I was looking at this from a little bit of a different angle, and that's okay because we're highlighting some different options for people in the backup spot. So I'm here for it. I was more so looking at it as, because you mentioned it, Raanta does have a track record of injury issues himself. I could honestly see the third option who came in for them at a couple points in the season last season, I believe only three games, Peter Kochetkov, could be coming in as a third string option if both those guys go down, Steele.
Yep.
So that's a more of a deeper minor option. But I guess if I'm talking about pure talent, which I think some of the points that you're trying to make are more in that line, I'm with you on Antti Raanta as your number one backup because he's proved that he can do that position and do it very well. But I'm with the more of the angles, and I had Cal Peterson as an option just because of how many games we know they're going to play. Injuries are always something to factor in, something that we can't calculate. But I guess at the end of the day, all of these players that we've mentioned are worth a look. They're definitely worth a look in the right fantasy setup. And, you know, honorable mention to guys like Stuart Skinner, Cal Peterson, who are probably in line to play 30, 35 games or more. So, hey, Steele, we can both agree with this and round out the show with this. This is the position when it comes to your fantasy team that I'm always impressed when I see astute moves from GMs in the league, picking up a sneaky goalie, making a good move in the blue paint. And those are usually the guys at the top of the table as well.
Yeah. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. I think goalies are probably the biggest and most, you need to rely on your goalies heading into the fantasy league. It's do or die if you don't have good goalies, in my opinion. So you really need to stay up to date, keep your eyes peeled, obviously for the starting goaltenders, but once you get down into the later drafts or into the later rounds, you need to really, really do your research on some of these backup options, and they can really make or break your fantasy league. The goalies for me are probably one of the biggest parts of fantasy leagues. I don't know what your take is on that, but goalies are huge and a hot commodity for fantasy leagues.
Oh, most definitely. And always the hardest to acquire and keep track of. There are also some of them, I would say, those deals that really, they get your heart beating when it comes to getting a trade offer for or sending one for a goalie. Those are the ones where you're watching your phone, you're sitting there being like, oh, did I have one too many wobbly pops tonight? And I sent a first rounder for Cam Ward. Oh, wait, I did do that 1 year and it didn't go well. But you live and you learn, Steele. And if you can really figure out your goaltending situation, usually if you have a good year with your goalies, you're probably going to be in the mix for some of those top spots in your league, all things depending. But the one thing that you should depend on is continued hot content from the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steele and Flip. Because I'm telling you, we got spreadsheets, baby. We got notes. We're on Zoom calls after hours, making sure our content plan is ready to go for draft season. We have everything that you need. Positional rankings, mock drafts. Steele's going to give you sleepers, X factors, rookies, veterans, and more. Steele, take us away, brother, because I'm ready to go, and money season is upon us.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. But for your second listen, you have to check out Locked On NHL. Locked On experts give you a daily 30-minute podcast on all things NHL all year long. Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast. It's free and available on all podcast platforms, just like this podcast right here. So make sure, again, you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. And once you do hit the subscribe button, you'll get all the latest episodes Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. We are dialing back the episodes a little bit in the month of August, but ramping it back up for the months of September and the start of the season in October. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.